BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Greg's on Real or No Real with some fascinating news about North Korea's website. We speak to the nation's gravy drinkers, and Chris goes to a coffee shop with a specific message he wants them to shout out. So he writes it on the cup.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Sultana. When Grace calls, remind me to tell her not to dance on any tables.
Please, could you not do that?
What is that about?
Please don't.
Hey, Sultana.
Please don't, because I'm going to go over the edge.
BBC Radio 1.
I mean, I love Clean Bandit and all, but... Right, so here we are then. It's Monday lunchtime on Radio 1. All right, Chris?
You all right, Mills?
Yeah, we're very good. Why do I say we're very good? I'm very good, thanks.
You often speak for me. I've noticed this is a growing thing.
Like off of the Queen. We are very good, thank you.
I've noticed there's lots of meetings that go on round here, right? And you're invited to the meetings. I'm not. And then I assume you'll speak for me, which I'm all for.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is your name above the doors and
yeah,
all.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't need to be there, do you know what I mean?
All right, Sultana.
Don't. Seriously. This is a nice one to start, a nice text. Hooray, it's finally 1 p.m. I've been looking forward to you guys being on for the past few hours. I've had the most rubbish morning and I need something to cheer me up. That's from Georgia.
Oh.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Although I do feel pressurised now.
It does put pressure on very early doors, doesn't it?
What if it's just not funny today?
But as you said, I've got a good feeling about today. I don't know why. You know Mondays are normally a bit...
Meh.
I'm up for it today.
So up for it. Also, David's just been on. He's like, amazing songs to start today, Mills. Because of that, I just turned Radio 1 up as full as it would go and tripped over my shoelaces. When was the last time you did that, please?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Sean in Edinburgh goes, wow, the 80s chord and wanting their sound back. I think that's the idea. Sounds a bit like Janet Jackson, says Big Matt in Bristol.
Oh.
You can't hurt one of the Jacksons. But dig out some...
Janet, can't you?
I think probably, yeah, actually.
I'm sure that's fine.
Sold quite a lot of records. But if you listen to old Janet Jackson, like, put Janet Jackson in if you don't know who she is.
Is that what you do with your time?
It sounds like that. Anna in London says, yes, I like... someone else says, is it 1993 again? Yeah, but I'm all for it. That's Shura, and track of the day is Too Shy. Really like it.
The BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alex has been on saying, yes, Mills, great tunes on Radio 1, listening while revising philosophy and ethics.
Oh, that's deep.
Oh, how can you concentrate on this at the same time?
Oof.
Oh, excellent. I like it when people just... tell me things that I want to know. David in Glasgow. Thought I'd remind you that the Justin Bieber comedy roast is on Comedy Central tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. This is something we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, where I don't know why stars ever agreed to do it, but they go on TV and get absolutely annihilated, and it gets quite personal, by very quite good comedians.
Mm.
And the Justin Bieber one, it's been on in America, and I've seen a couple of clips, but the whole thing is on Comedy Central tomorrow night. I can't wait for that. If you're not a fan of Justin Bieber, this will be right up your street.
Oh, right. There's
people absolutely taking him apart for an hour, and they just have to sit there and take it.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. It's like a stag do thing or something, is it?
What do you mean?
I just don't understand the concept of it. You sit there and you take a load of abuse.
Like, yeah, so much abuse. And you just have to kind of laugh it off and go, yeah, it was for entertainment purposes on TV. But it can get quite cruel.
Mm.
You have to have quite broad shoulders, I think, to be able to handle it.
Right.
They did a couple here. Sharon Osbourne had one.
Would you do it?
Absolutely not.
Should I do it?
No. Well, you could.
But
I mean,
there's a lot
to go at.
It's a fun experience. That's what I'm saying. You sit there, your colleagues gather around you and abuse you, and that's quite
not
fun.
Always your colleagues, sometimes very good professional comedians who've had time to work on all their material.
Right.
It's, you have to be, I mean, if you don't go home crying, then you're pretty lucky. It's pretty harsh. I don't know whether I'd be able to do it. Right, so we've just ordered some teas and coffees for the early part of Monday lunchtime. What are you talking about?
This was unbelievable. One of my friends, Wellesley, he was round at mine over the weekend.
Wellesley?
I said to him, would you like a tea or a coffee? And he was like, yeah, go on, have a coffee. And then he goes, actually, have you got any gravy?
Well, this is not normal.
And this is, I mean, this is clearly a new option that I wasn't made aware of. So I was like, I have. I've got some of the granules. And seriously, he went out and he made it for himself. He had some granules and hot water, sat there happy as anything. With a mug of gravy.
Tell him that's not coffee. That's a mug of gravy.
I said that to him, and he said he's from up north. He said this is what he does. I've never seen it happen before, but I think now the option is tea, coffee, or gravy.
The Scott Mills Daily Revision is on. It's revision time at the moment.
Oh,
it feels like there's a lot of people texting in today. In particular, it seems to have ramped up this week.
Yeah. It's like busy libraries as well.
Yeah, loads.
I remember that at uni, it was kind of annoying. In fact, I was one of those people, so I was probably one of the annoying ones, that don't really use the library the rest of the year. It gets to revision time.
The library all the time.
And then it's fully on. And then you get desk politics and all that kind of thing. it got nasty at times.
We're now going over to a library, revising accounting and economics in Cardiff. Oh. Hello, Eloise.
Hello.
Is your brain hurting?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Are you in the actual library right now?
Yes, I am, but I'm in like a talking bit, so it's all right.
You're
in a
talking bit, so that's okay.
I hope so.
Okay.
We used to have so much fun in the library when we were revising. I mean, I don't condone it, but what we would do is go down to the reception and have a little race. So we'd kind of neck an energy drink, and then we had to run and find a certain book. It was challenges like that, you know.
Don't do this, Eloise.
No revision breaks.
We're the same. We're definitely the same.
Yeah. So we're just talking about drinking gravy. Apparently it's a thing.
Yeah, that's pretty gross, really.
Have you done it?
No, I only ever have gravy on a night out with like chips or something like that. You don't drink it.
Actually, I've just seen your text that you sent. You're making us laugh a lot today, but people who drink gravy are lying. They're not lying. Like Matt in Warrington, he's a gravy drinker.
Oh, it's so disgusting. Why would you drink gravy?
Okay, and also, I just need to say to everyone texting in, I'm not talking about those beef-based drinks that you can get. Like the one that rhymes with Wavril.
No.
This is just your average. This is a cup of gravy.
It was like
your bistro.
Yeah, my mate. my mate just said, "You want any gravy granules?" It's like it was the third option. He wasn't after the Wavril. He was happy just with whatever was there. He's the kind of guy who would munch on a cube. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean that's I've seen people do that as well before.
Have you?
Yes, I've seen that.
like a sweet.
My old flatmate would often have a little munch on a cube.
No way.
Yes, I've just remembered that, a beef cube.
Wow.
Just as a snack.
Got any beef cubes, mate?
This has not happened in Cardiff yet, has it, Eloise?
No, it hasn't taken off here, I'm afraid.
You wait, it's going to be all over it. Chris in Bristol says, as a northerner trapped in the south, I can say I love gravy as much as my fellow man. However, your mate is a freak. Put it on meat. Don't drink it like neat, neat gravy. Also, though, what are you saying about a mug of custard?
Yeah, well, no, it's not.
That's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is.
What, drinking an actual pint glass of custard?
I don't think it is the same. I think when my friend said it the other day, he said it in such a serious way that I do actually think he considered it to be a third option.
Have you ever had a mug of custard,
though? No, I haven't had a mug of custard. Really?
Yes, I have.
Oh, dear.
Vicky in Wolverhampton's been on, doing my dissertation in the library. There's loads of you today. Craig, who is in Bristol, and Scott, who's revising in Warrington.
The Scott Mills Daily. Went to the show sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it shut down. Touched the road and it shut down. Boy, I better know when it shut down. Yeah, yeah, I just shut down. That's not me and it shut down. Ring, ring, ring and it shut down. Fashion week and it shut down. Went to the show sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it shut down.
That is Skepta, shut down. Boy, I better know when it shut down. Yeah. Boy, better know.
Well, sorry, why do you find that funny?
Because it reminds me of our friend who wears a Boy Better Know hat still now.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that, of course. But he's probably listening now. Hello, Jake.
He'll be listening in Zante right now.
Yeah, he works in Zante. And
he's a local legend.
He is. You may have met him if you've ever been in trouble in Zante, because he's an interpreter.
Yeah.
Between you and the police, sorts things out. But also, he does often wear a Boy Better Know cap,
He does, which was
which
really
he gets a lot of stick for.
Well, do you remember when we were there and he gave us a tour of the local police station, which we thought would be fascinating to go to.
Which was nice.
Which we went and did, and he's in there.
It's
in
great.
His Boy Better Know cap.
I saw the cells and everything. It was awesome. Okay, right, there's so many texts coming in about gravy. Did you know this about our listeners? I mean, it's like made things different for me. I've got a new opinion of some people texting in. My girlfriend does this when we go out for a meal. She'll sit there and drink it straight out the gravy boat.
Straight out of the boat.
Straight out of the boat, you dirty...
I didn't expect this from Lily in Plymouth. I love a mug of gravy and I also nibble on the stock cubes.
No.
Yum.
Get out.
One.
We are live to the world.
Somebody please make some noise for this wonderful event.
Oh, wow. So this is happening tomorrow, 8:05. You need to be near your phone if you want to be within any chance of going to Radio 1's big weekend. We're coming to Norwich at the end of May, 23rd and 24th of May, for an incredible weekend of live music. Florence and the Machine and Years on Saturday, Taylor Swift and Catfish and the Bottle Men on Sunday. That's all we've revealed so far, but the lineup is bigger than that. It's going to be announced soon on Radio 1. Keep listening, we'll tell you exactly who's going to be playing. See if your favourite band or artist is at Big Weekend this year. Tomorrow, listen to Grimmy at 8:05 because he will open the phone lines and release 50,000 pairs of tickets for Radio 1's Big Weekend. So they're going to be available on a first-come, first-served basis. They are free, although there is a small booking fee, and all the info and terms and conditions are on the Radio 1 website. So, 8:05 tomorrow, listen to Grimmy on Radio 1. He will tell you exactly what to do. Follow his instructions to the letter, and you might be closer to getting those tickets for Radio 1's big weekend in Norwich in May.
Radio 1, we absolutely know now!
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I can't actually read any more of these because it's putting me right off my coffee. It's putting me right off my cup of gravy that I'm about to have. Okay, so it's now just turned into disgusting student texts.
Mm.
Chloe from Felixstowe. Her roommate at uni puts gravy on her garlic chicken Kiev. You know those ones that split open when you cut them?
Oh, yeah. No, oh, nice. Rough. That's all right.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. So she's got her Kiev, she's got her chips, she's got her beans. Then she scrapes the plate and puts the remaining gravy in a glass with all the other bits of food and drinks it.
Ugh. Wait, why? Like, what?
Mm.
What, so a little like, treat for later?
Yeah, yeah. So she'll, like, scrape everything off when she's finished the meal, put it into a glass. So you've got, like, bits of stuff, like, floating in there. Later on, oh, I'll have that. Oh. An hour or so later, nice drink.
That's pretty grimy.
Not as grimy as this. If you're eating right now, I suggest you don't. Just for a second. Just going to talk about this person who... I don't even know whether I can say it. It's someone's daughter-in-law. And they... When they have a Chinese meal, They put the straw in the meal and that they have the black bean sauce through a straw.
Oh!
Oh. Can't get enough of that black bean sauce, so much so I'm going to actually put a straw in it and suck up the rest.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Sarah from Derby's met our friend Jake from Zante, the one in the Boy Better Know hat.
He's well known.
Helped her out of an awful situation when she was there. That's her and her friends.
If you're in a little bit of trouble in Zante,
he can help.
It's Jake that you'll end up meeting.
Okay, someone says you're being revolting on Radio 1. Good use of the word revolting. Not heard it for a long time. Don't worry, we're not speaking any more about people drinking black bean sauce out of a straw. It's finished now. Come back to Radio 1. Come back.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott Mills here. Got a little experiment for Chris after 2:30. I'll let you go out of the studio for a change. We haven't done that for a while, have we?
No.
Going to get out and just see some of the world. More on this in a minute.
Is that it?
No. There'll be awkwardness involved, obviously. Oh, okay. It's that thing you were talking to me about on Twitter the other day. We'll do this in a minute.
Right, okay.
So thanks for calling into the show on Friday.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Well, no, actually, I'm not sorry for that. I just, sorry I wasn't there on Friday.
Did you feel like you were missing out on events?
Yeah, I really liked calling in, though.
It was
I really
fun.
Enjoyed it.
And I also enjoyed all of your texts afterwards, just like instant feedback on how the show was sounding. Thanks for those.
It was like I was doing a listen-along.
It was, you were listening along and texting me, it was great. So Chris called up the show on Friday because he was getting a little bit of FOMO, fear of missing out, because he wasn't here. And loving the Carly Rae Jepsen video.
Oh, it's so good.
So it's me and her, me in my house, her in her house, and we're having a little Skype chat. Like the dates that you and your friend go on.
Yeah, I rewatched this morning. It's, and there's some. What I love about it is every time you watch it, you discover something new about it.
I forgot to get the fish fingers, which is now, I've watched it a couple of times, it's apparent that I really, really messed up there. And they're chicken dippers. She doesn't know, she can't see them. I'm just like, yes, they're fish sticks. I'm clearly putting chicken dippers in the microwave.
Is it fair to say that you've now had a date?
Yeah.
With Carly Rae Jepsen. I mean, yeah. It is very much a date.
Yeah, it was, definitely. If you haven't seen this yet, it's on the Radio 1 YouTube. So Chris's friend has dates with his girlfriend on the internet because she lives in Canada. So I thought, let's do the same with the famous, Carly Rae Jepsen. And she actually went out and bought some fish fingers, or as we say in America, fish sticks.
Oh, are they the fish fingers I asked for?
They are called our classic crunchy favourite fish sticks. Do you have something to compare?
I've got some big soup.
Hey, we had a date. We had a deal. You said fish sticks.
We also watched Ally McBeal together. It's the most surreal thing. And cooked fish sticks in a microwave. Mine were chicken dippers.
How are your fish sticks doing?
They're smelling awful. Oh, I don't think you could pay me to eat those.
Don't eat those.
I'm
not going to. Mine is just slightly warm.
It sounds so lame when you hear it like
it's
that.
Odd.
Because it's like there's a slight delay as well, and you don't want to talk over each other. It's really weird. I really didn't like the way you were lying there on your sofa. At one
Why?
Point, you put the laptop down, and you're having this discussion. You just look way too relaxed.
I was relaxed.
I mean?
I was into it.
Very, a bit too relaxed.
You can also see where, at the end of the day, I got a bit tired all of a sudden. I do take her to bed. It's all on the, it's so hard to explain, the Radio 1 YouTube channel. It's me and Carly Rae Jepsen having a Skype date.
Yes.
If you haven't watched it yet, I saw that she tweeted it the other day as well.
She's got all the followers.
I know, 10.7, I've checked. Million. Get online, Radio 1 YouTube channel now. Me and Carly Rae Jepsen, you can have a look at the date. It's quite the oddest thing you'll see on the internet today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mills, I've seen this thing on Twitter.
Yes.
Right? And I saw it on it's one of these, I can't quite remember the name of the account, but I think it's called Top Tips.
Yes.
I think you know the one I mean.
I do.
And someone had put a picture up of a cup with some writing on, and I sort of saw it. I was like, oh, what's going on here? So the story is, someone's gone into a coffee shop. And you know one of those coffee shops where they write the name on the cup?
Yeah, they do that a lot.
And we've seen lots of these where people have gone and asked for something silly to be written on the cup, and
yeah,
generally they'll write your name.
And we've gone through my theory that they're doing it on purpose, just so that everyone puts the wrong spellings on social media and creates more of an advert for their company.
Yeah. Well, what this person seems to have done is, well, they say to make the coffee server seem like a needy child, they've gone and asked for Daddy to be written on the cup. but what I reckon's happened is they've gone to the counter and they've the person behind the counter's obviously gone, what's your name? They've gone Daddy, or pronounced it ever so slightly different.
Yeah.
Said, how do you spell that? And then they've spelt it differently. They've spelt it like D-A-H-D-I.
Yeah.
And then when they're served the coffee, that person is there shouting, Daddy?
Daddy?
Coffee?
Daddy?
Does make them sound quite needy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you saw this, but we don't know from that Twitter account whether it's ever actually been done.
No.
So I'm really keen for you to actually go and do this today.
Right.
I want the coffee shop person to be sounding like a needy child.
I mean, it's worth trying, isn't
it? I mean, it might work, it might not. But I'm saying, let's put Daddy on the cup.
Shall we give it a go?
And see what happens. We'll do it after half two.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Scott.
I always get a little bit nervous about these, and I'm not even doing it today.
Yeah, so do I, actually. It feels like we haven't done this for a while.
Well, there was a time where every single coffee shop or cafe near Radio 1, within like a half-mile radius, was the target of one of these for some time, but we haven't done it for a long time, have we?
True that. Also, this is a new one, so I'm quite keen to give it a bit of a test run.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like an initiation to the play. They just don't know it.
So give us the idea again.
Okay, so I saw this thing on Twitter, and it's somebody went into a coffee shop and worked out you can make them sound really needy if you get them to write daddy on your cup. And then obviously, when your coffee is made, they then start shouting, daddy, daddy. which is genius idea.
I like the idea of it a lot. Now, how are you going to spell daddy? How are you going to get round to the fact that your name is daddy?
Right, here's the plan. I'm going to go in and I think I'm going to say it quite quickly, but I'm also then going to spell it a very different way to the obvious. I think I'm going to spell it with an H in the middle.
What, like daddy?
So, yeah, yeah. So at first you might hear me pronounce my name, Dahidi, but on the cup, after it's spelled, it should say daddy.
Oh, okay. Why don't you just say that it is daddy, because then we'll get what we want?
Yes, but I don't want them to get suspicious at all. And obviously, in an ideal world, I want them shouting daddy.
Yeah, but daddy could be your nickname.
Is that weird, though, asking them to write daddy on the coffee cup?
Yes, but it adds extra awkwardness.
So would you like me to write just daddy on the coffee cup?
I think I would, just because I like the idea of them having to write daddy and then going,
okay, but that's
sorry?
Now changing the game. There's now two bouts of awkwardness, one when I order the coffee and one when I pick it up.
Exactly that.
Okay, then.
Okay, right. If you go into the shop, get in the queue,
yep.
And I'll play a song, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good luck. Scott Mills Daily. And we join Chris, who is now hopefully inside a coffee shop. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, how's it looking in there?
She's moving very quickly, so I think we're going to have to crack on.
Okay, here's what I think we do. So the idea is that you get the server, when they ask for your name, to write daddy down, and then they'll sound like a needy child when they're shouting out your name when your coffee's ready. Daddy! Daddy! For extra lols, I've decided that Chris should just go in there, be confident about it, and say that his name is Daddy. So maybe put an I on the end, D-A-D-D-I.
Yeah, no worries.
All right.
I'm ready if you are.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready for it. Go for it.
Do you want your special coffee, by the way, if you might as well get you a nice one once you're here?
Oh, what are you getting? What, the steamer?
Get you a steamer if you want.
Yeah, hazelnut steamer, please.
There's a bit of a situation in the queue here. There's three people sitting in. None of us know which one to go first.
Are you going?
Oh, how British.
Yep, okay, I'll go.
Oh, go.
Can I get a hazelnut steamer, please? Things milk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just hazelnut. Yeah, yeah.
It's not even on the menu.
Can I go small, please?
Small steamer?
Daddy? Daddy. Daddy. D-A-D-D-I. Perfect.
He did it. Are you not getting one? Is it just for me?
Not made of money, Mills.
Okay, so now we wait. So Chris is
he's making the coffee very quickly. I haven't even paid yet.
Okay, so Chris is in a coffee shop. He's told them that his name is Daddy, so that when his coffee is ready, hopefully the
I've got the hazelnut steamer.
The barista will
steamer
shout,
for "Daddy,
come and sit down." They're going to have to call your name.
Yeah.
Obviously, do pay, please.
We've got a standoff situation going on at the moment. So the coffee's made, they're waving at me, but they won't say my name, so I'm completely ignoring them.
Okay, just
they're
look away.
Waving at me. At
look away. We just need to hear the name.
Oh, sorry, who's that for?
What's Daddy? The name?
What's the name? What's the name? Daddy. Okay. Oh, no, his mission failed.
Rubbish.
I couldn't have begged it more. Scott, I completely ignored them. They were waving in my face at one point. They just refused to say daddy.
But you would. You do everything to not say daddy.
This isn't right. I feel like, what's the point of asking for my name on a cup? I even said to him, what's my name?
Oh, we're going to have to try this again, I think.
Okay. Right. Okay.
There's going to be another one of these around the corner, isn't there?
Of course there is.
Shall we head to the other one, right?
I'll speak to you in a minute. It's fine. Don't be down because the first mission failed.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Chris's last mission failed. We're trying to get them to shout daddy out to the coffee shop to make them sound like a needy child. Just what you do on a Monday on this show, isn't it? Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Okay.
Coffee shop number two.
Right. Let's try it again because that didn't work last time. It was just you saying daddy as opposed to the person serving you. So,
yeah. At one point, I did just point at the cuff and said, what does that say? And which isn't really a game.
There's only so much you can beg it, really.
No, I know. Last one was ridiculous. Second time lucky, that's what they say.
Okay. Yeah. Right, so go in, same thing again. Order another coffee. You're going to be buzzing.
Yeah. Okay, right. Okay.
I'm going in. Deep breaths.
I'm going to get a banging coffee in. Listen to this one.
Hello. Okay, go.
Can I get a cappuccino, please, with one shot of caramel? I'll just have a normal cappuccino, please.
Yeah. That crashed.
No, it didn't go down well.
Right, no caramel shots, no?
My name is D-A-D-D-I. Yes, please. It's D-A-D-D-I.
Say it.
I'm daddy.
Thank you.
Or D-A... D D I. Yeah. That's great.
I'm daddy.
Thank you. Oh, yes. Take away, please. Yeah. Thank you. Cheers.
Now, go and sit away.
Get one for yourself.
What?
And one for yourself.
Get one for yourself.
Do you do that in coffee shops?
No, that's off of bars, off of old men, talking to barmaids. Right, yeah. Oh.
Felt like the right thing to say. It kind of bomb.
Are they still called barmaids?
I'm going to sit right on the other end.
Oh, get one for yourself, darling.
You don't sit in a coffee shop, do you?
No, you don't. Get one for yourself. Right, sit away. Sit away so they have to say your name.
Yep.
I wonder if she will make one for herself.
They never do they?
No,
she keeps coins.
They don't.
This coffee trip is costing me a fortune.
I know. Sorry about that. I will reimburse you if you want.
Never happen, will it?
No.
Daddy, your coffee's ready.
Who's it for?
Daddy. Coffee's for daddy.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Right, go. Leave.
It's work.
Get out.
On my way.
See you in a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is such a good song. Rihanna and Calvin Harris, We Found Love on Radio 1. Although every time I do play it, I've played it before and I'll play it again, it does remind me of Danny Howard trying to explain why this song is so massive to somebody on BBC Radio 4.
So the bill that you hear there with the laser riser is like, dee, 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 dee. That's the euphoric moment we sort of mentioned earlier, where you know something's going to happen. You've had your sing-along, you've had the claps. And now we need something to really sort of go at on the dance floor. And that build-up is one of the most important parts, and you feel it. It's something's going to come, and when the drop comes in, that's when the place goes crazy.
Right, OK, thanks for that. That's how the lasers go. Sorry, Danny, I know you hate me playing it, but it's too good.
You've had your sing-along, you've had your claps,
and then you're the lasers.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We had some good Innuendo Bingos last week with Nick Grimshaw and also Stacey Solomon, both available to watch right now on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. I do ask you now and again, but if there's anyone you really want us to get for Innuendo Bingo, we've got a big, long list which we're working through. But we're always keen to know who you would like to see getting spat in the face.
When you think about it, there has been... I mean, there must have been hundreds of people that have played Innuendo Bingo now.
Hundreds?
That's ridiculous, isn't it? When you think when this game started...
I know.
And now we're getting all the celebs. You know, when it started, it wasn't really this thing that it is now.
Absolutely not. It's massive now.
Been arena tour before you know it.
We're still after one of the chasers, the governess.
Yes, that's the dream.
I am now DMing her.
All the beast.
Are you jealous?
Yeah, I am jealous, yeah.
I'm DMing the actual governess off of the chase.
I did that thing where I followed her. She didn't follow me back, so what I did then is unfollowed her, then followed her again in the hope that she would notice, and it still hasn't worked.
Anne Hegarty, coming soon. Anyone else you want? Then let us know. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Text 81199. Bingo's back tomorrow with Rally Ritchie off of Game of Thrones.
One. BBC Radio 1.
Right, a couple of things for tonight. The internet takeover with Louise and Jim is back on Radio 1 at 9 o'clock. Jim Chapman and Louise, who is Sprinkle of Glitter. And the show will be streamed on the Radio 1 website so you can watch Jim play Call or Delete with Grimmy. You know, when they phoned his fiancée and told her that they booked Marilyn Manson to play their wedding. You can watch that tonight. 9 o'clock, the internet takeover with Louise and Jim. Bluestone 4-2, which is great, on brilliant form at the moment. BBC 3 with our mate Matt Lewis at 10 p.m. ICYMI, in case you missed it this week, hosted by my friend Chris.
Yes.
Includes the video date with Carly Rae Jepsen, which I had.
I know. In fact, it's like the main bit of it this week. It's the highlight show that I do all about times here at Radio 1, all the funny bits from the last week. You should check it out.
ICYMI on BBC iPlayer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dr. Cuccio, Gregor Salto, and somebody. That's Oliver Heldon's remix of Can't Stop Playing, Making Me High on BBC Radio 1. Hello.
Hello.
Anne will be pleased with her shout, won't she?
Who's
Anne, Anne somebody?
Yeah, but you
Anne
just...
Brune.
But you just, you gave a shout out to everyone and then gave up on the last person like we knew the other ones anyway.
I've got to be honest, it's because on my screen it says Anne Brun. And I thought that that was maybe that they, like, the name had cut off and it was like Anne Brunswick or something. So I didn't want to go in on Anne's full name, but it appears to just be Anne Brun. Shout out to Anne. I'm That'll sure be... you're making brilliant music all over the world, Anne.
That's Anne Brown, right?
Brun. Is it Brun? Yeah. Can't Stop Playing is the name of the track. That's all you need to know. It's Oliver Heldon's remix. It's brilliant. Are you better, ill kid?
I am. Yes, yeah, something going round, isn't it?
Oh, I tell you, I passed the baton of illness over to you, I think. Oh, I hope you didn't catch it off me, love.
I don't know. I think, because we're all very close here at Radio 1, aren't we?
And we share microphones.
I know, where's your baton passed to now? We've got
well, hopefully, that's why I was incubated for 2 days. I think I was...
Dropping the baton.
I was fighting. It and I was like, I'll be all right, don't worry, I'll be all right, and then just couldn't get out of bed.
And then your voice, you had a touch of the old John Legends on your voice, didn't you?
I had a touch of the John Legends on Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday. I went to bed Wednesday night and didn't really get out until Friday evening. It was bad, it was one of those. Yeah. It was all right.
Yeah,
all
welcome right back.
Hey, what does it kill you makes you stronger.
With Real or No Real.
The original plans for the Channel Tunnel included building an island halfway along where the tunnel would surface so that horses passing through could have a rest.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, everyone.
Let's not muck around. This is Real or No Real.
No, come on. This is silly.
So even if we were to entertain this idea... Halfway through the tunnel, let's imagine it, right? Travelling through. Horse needs to get out, right? Climbs the stairs up to the top and there's an island waiting for him there. Come on.
Horses don't climb stairs.
No, the whole thing's ridiculous. I've
never seen one do it.
You're not getting out halfway through a tunnel to let your horse out.
Yeah. I mean, these could have been early plans, do you know what I mean? When horses were really on in everyday life.
I do love the Channel Tunnel, and I've just been reminded of a story. Okay, I've got. Do you know you're doing that thing about things you realise when it's a bit too late in life, when you're in late 20s, whatever, you realise something, and everyone just thinks you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh no.
I'm going to. It's not me. It's my girlfriend. And yes. I'm going to tell everyone this because it's brilliant. So the other day we were talking about the Channel Tunnel.
Yes.
And about the it used to be called the shuttle.
Yeah.
You drive your train on. You drive your car onto the train.
Your pillow talk is on point.
I'm a keeper.
Yeah.
I don't know what, I don't know what we're talking about. Mm. But anyway, the Channel Tunnel. She thought, and I wonder how many people listening now who've never been on it, she thought that it was a massive tunnel that you just drove through. and couldn't get that you put your car onto a train and the train takes you through. She thought it was a long old tunnel you just keep driving through.
I reckon there'll be loads of people that didn't know that.
I reckon there'll be a lot of people who will pretend not to and they'll go, idiot.
Hmm. Are horses allowed through there now?
I don't know why is the horses the priority here? And building an island's excessive as well.
Okay, so what are we saying on this one then? You both seem to think it's ridiculous, but the Channel Tunnel, avec horses, real or no real?
No real.
Mm.
Oh, come on.
Real.
Why?
I think it's real.
That one's real.
Oh, no, it's not.
Because it's original plan, someone just making an original mad plan.
As I said, the first plan for the Channel Tunnel was drawn up in 1802 by the French government and was designed for horses to pull carts through it. I did try and give you a clue there, everybody. And next.
The official website for the country of North Korea was bought from a catalogue of pre-designed web layouts for £16.50.
What? For the whole country? Wow. It's one of them websites that you go on, and because websites have got so much better now, occasionally you go on one, it's like, oh, that's a bit 2000. Do you know the ones I mean? Imagine that's North Korea's one.
I don't know how much websites cost. Is that expensive?
More than that.
That's not a lot, I don't think, for a template. £16.50. No. I mean, you can spend thousands.
But that's probably the basic package, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's
you're not
some
much with that.
But when you're on what's it called, the blog WordPress and all those blog things, you get free ones.
Yeah.
And then you can pay, I don't know, £10, £50 for a fancy layout.
I'm not being funny.
They're just cheap, really, if that's true. Because £16.50 is not a lot. Either you get a free one or you pay thousands.
But also, this is for the whole country of North Korea. Like, make it a bit more impressive. I mean, the first thing you see about North Korea is their website, probably, because you're not allowed in, really.
Mm. Well, everything's quite controlled, though, isn't it, anyway? So
it's a £16.99 website.
Well, then they don't need to display lots of pictures then, do they?
That's I think they're what, wasting their money with £16.50.
So North Korea has quite a cheap website, real or no real?
Still, what you say is still the same. NorthKorea.com.
Yeah. I'm going to go real on this one, Mills.
I'll say no real.
That one is real.
Wow. Yes, so it's korea-dpr.com was built using the Blender preset, which is available for around $15 right now online. Wow. And next.
Ed Sheeran has insured his right finger and thumb for £20 million.
What?
Ed Sheeran.
20 million.
This is after Taylor Swift, of course, insured her legs the other week for $40 million
each.
£20 per leg.
This is the thing at the moment.
Bargain.
Getting stuff insured.
Well, this has been a thing for years. Remember J-Lo insured her ass, didn't she?
Yeah.
Years ago.
Back in the day.
What have you insured, Scott? You've blatantly looked into this.
No, but you always ask me this. You go, oh, come on, Mills, you must have insured
your... What is it, the tongue?
Your voice? The tongue? No, absolutely not.
The tonsils?
Insure the voice.
Insure the tonsils?
Should insure the voice, really.
But I can understand that Ed Sheeran might insure his finger and thumb.
Mm.
Because it's making him a lot of money. A
lot of money.
It seems excessive. It's a lot of money,
yes,
isn't
but
it?
Think how much. Think how much money he would lose if his finger and thumb weren't there for some reason.
Right.
Yeah, but the thing is, he doesn't have to pay 20 million. That's just someone's valued his fingers at that.
Right, let's
the
say...
The premium is quite big.
So how does this work? So, because I understand how insurance works with cars and things like that. So let's say I meet Ed Sheeran. I shake his hand. Okay?
His hand falls off.
His hand falls off.
You're now holding his hand, waving
it
around.
Am I then liable to pay that money... to, or is it
no
it's
the,
not it's the
well,
insurance,
insurance
company
yeah.
The insurance company he'll claim on that
unless he can prove that it was your fault that his hand fell off, then you are going down, mate.
Yeah.
You are right. Being sued
is that it?
Yeah. I mean, where there's blame,
because before too long it is going to be like, we're all going to need our own insurance.
Has your hand fell off at work?
Did somebody shake your hand off?
Real or no real, Ed Sheeran's finger and thumb insured.
I love the idea of you walking around waving his hand going, oh god, it's
fallen
off.
Oh no.
Okay. What were we saying, Greg?
I don't know anymore. He's insured his right finger and thumb. 20 million. Yeah, why not? Real.
I'm going real.
That one is no real.
No, we caught you out there. It's true about Swifty, but not about Ed. And finally,
the day after Zane Lowe played Circa Wave's song Young Chasers on the radio for the first time, Sam from the band got fired from his job at Liverpool Cathedral's Visitor Centre Cafe.
So this is Circa Waves. We played them earlier with T-shirt weather. This is Young Chasers. Good song, this. But did Sam get fired the next day? It's not that bad being played on Zane Lowe,
no,
is it?
No, it's just... I love. I'm sort of fascinated with, excuse me, with jobs like that. I'm fascinated with working in a visitor centre at Liverpool Cathedral.
Why?
Because it's one of those jobs where you're sort of you're happy because it's kind of a decent job, but it's I don't know how to put it. It's not really that interesting. Is it?
No,
it's not really.
It is if you're interested in the.
No, but it sort of gets less interesting as you read out the job. So, where do you work? Oh, I work at Liverpool for Cathedral Visitor Centre.
Yeah,
cafe.
But
where do you work? I've got a job at the Cathedral. Have you? Yeah, the Liverpool Cathedral.
Yes,
visitor centres.
Oh yeah, and what? Whereabouts?
Cafe.
Oh, the cafe,
the kitchen in the cafe. I take out the bins. Cathedral cafe.
I used to proper love visitor centres. You know, on school trips and things like that. It's the same old. You know, when you get to the shop at the end.
Oh, the shop.
The same old things. It's always
got a key ring again.
It's always a dinosaur's head on where you can open the mouth.
Yes,
with
always.
The string thing. There's a pole underneath it. You press that and the mouth goes up, open and closed.
Yeah.
Excuse me, have you got any thimbles?
You've got thimbles in there. Why is that on?
Every school trip, I used to buy my mum a thimble. Yeah. She loved thimbles back in the day.
They love it, mums. Real or no real? Did the bloke off Circa Waves get fired?
Yes, real.
Yes?
I just can't reason out why this would have happened. I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
It is real. Sam said he was working in the Cathedral Cafe and after being played by Zane, he was so unable to concentrate on the task in hand, he got fired. It's all fine, though, because we're still playing them, so... The money's a rolling in. At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 10. Greg got 20 points.
Yes, he's back. Tomorrow, getting wet on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Actor and musician Rally Ritchie, off of Grey Worm, off of Game of Thrones. Come and join us tomorrow from 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.